This is State House Week. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney.
According to the Constitution of this state,
to exercise the duties of the Office of Governor.
To exercise the duties of the Office of Governor.
And that I...
Twice within 24 hours, Supreme Court Chief Justice Donald Beatty was at the State House this week to swear in a new governor and a new lieutenant governor. Henry McMaster became the state's new governor Tuesday night when Nikki Haley resigned after becoming the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. The 69-year-old McMaster, 2 years into his term as lieutenant governor, is known at the State House for his friendly style and courtly Southern demeanor. He took his oath of office beneath the Capitol Rotunda.
I am humbled, honored, and deeply appreciative of being granted one of the rarest opportunities to serve the people of my state, my home, and that of my forefathers, South Carolina. Great prosperity, success, and happiness will be ours, and we will serve as a beacon of inspiration for others. We will do our best, and we will be our best.
Members of the General Assembly are welcoming McMaster as governor. During her 6 years in office, Governor Haley at times had combative relations with lawmakers. Veteran Republican Senator John Corson of Columbia says McMaster's years as state attorney general and lieutenant governor should lead him to be more engaging with the legislature.
One of the interesting components of this, Henry is a product of the Senate. He's been a presiding officer for the last 2 years. If one looks back over the last 50 years, the governors that have probably had the most success have been products of the Senate, Carroll Campbell and Dick Riley. So I think that will be a huge plus for him because he knows the players, he understands the institutions, he understands the nuances of the General Assembly, and he has relationships. He has very good relationships with both Republicans and Democrats.
The Senate elevated Anderson's Kevin Bryant to the position of lieutenant governor. Bryant had been a member of the Senate for 12 years and was viewed as one of its most conservative members.
I've been in the minority in the Senate as many times as anybody. And the Senate rules are to protect the view of the minority. And I believe everybody understands that when I preside over the Senate, I will cherish that part of our rules that protects the minority, and I'll do my very best to be extremely fair, regardless of what the issue.
Bryant received support from Republicans and Democrats. Florence Senator Hugh Leatherman will keep his position as the Senate's president pro tem, despite opposition from some of his fellow Republicans who felt he shirked his constitutional duty by resigning from the post to avoid becoming lieutenant governor. Horry County's Luke Rankin told the Senate that Leatherman's position on the matter was always clear.
Everyone knew what his intentions were at that time. No surprises. And we knew that when we picked him as our president pro tem, he would not serve as lieutenant governor. And again, we knew why.
Edgefield Shane Massey, the Senate's Republican leader, said Leatherman clearly avoided his duty.
President pro tempore is arguably the most powerful position in South Carolina state government. The lieutenant governor is arguably the least powerful. I understand not wanting to do that, but if you took the oath, dadgummit, you ought to do it.
Senators re-elected Leatherman to the leadership position by a vote of 28-16, 16 voting for Harvey Peeler of Gaffney. State House Week, a production of South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Russ McKinney.